Right, it's good to be here this morning.
Amen.
And,
yeah.
I want to thank God I'm saved.
Amen.
It wouldn't mean anything to me if I wasn't saved.
That's right.
Boy, it means everything this morning.
Amen.
I appreciate the good preaching.
Yes.
Appreciate the good testifying, the good singing.
Yes.
Well, God's good, ain't
Amen.
He?
Amen.
He just gives everything to us so good.
That's right.
Yeah. Boy, you ever think he never makes a mistake?
Amen.
Everything's always just right on time.
Amen.
Everything's just right on purpose. God doesn't do anything accidentally.
That's right.
Everything he does is on purpose.
Right. Yeah.
I know this morning might go a little different direction, but it's what's on my heart this morning. You turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Psalms, Psalm 81. And, it's got one verse I want to read. You know, while you're turning, we're living in some hard times. And, for the people of God, it's a hard time. And I don't think it's going to get any easier. I think it's going to get worse.
Right.
And we're facing some things now, and we're going to face some things that we never thought we'd face before. I'm already facing some things I never thought I'd face.
Right.
And there's a lot of hard times and hard places in our lives as children of God. When we get saved, oh, how wonderful it is.
Yes.
As the lady sang, oh, how wonderful that it is to be saved. And if you're saved this morning, you know how wonderful it is.
Yeah.
I've been saved for almost 40 years. And when I first got saved, everything, I didn't think I'd ever come down. I got so high. Everything seemed so good. And I couldn't get him off my mind, couldn't get him out of my way. I just wanting more and more. But then there come a time after a while that I began to settle down. And then I began to face some hard times, some hard places, and I didn't know how to deal with them. And sometimes I'd pray, God, just get rid of them, move them out of the way. But it ain't always God's will to move things out of the way. But it is God's will to go through them with us. And he's never left me, and he's never forsaken me. Times has been hard at times, but he's been through every one of them with me. He's never left me alone. And I want to say, he saves us eternally. And he don't ever leave us. When he saves us, he stays with us. I want to look at verse 16 in Psalm 81. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. I want to preach on that little phrase, honey out of the rock. You know, the sweetest thing that nature produces is honey. There's nothing any sweeter that nature produces than honey. And one of the hardest things that is in nature is a rock. And here he's talking about honey out of the rock. Now we know he's not talking to us literally. We get our honey out of a honeycomb, or we go to the store and buy a jar of honey, and that's how we get it. So we know it's not a literal thing he's talking about, it, but it goes much deeper than that. And we're talking about sweetness out of hardness. Sweetness coming out of hardness. And we have some hard times. But if we just stay with God and stay in the will of God, there'll be some sweetness come out of the hard places and the hard experiences in our lives. I've been through many, and I think about, I guess 3 years ago, I went through the hardest experience I'd ever went through as a child of God. I didn't know, me and my wife, if we'd ever get through it or not. But after a while, Thank God there's some honey that come out of the rocky place that we was in. And I realized that God was still with me. And no matter how hard it got, that God would always be there. Oh, this morning I think of the characters in the Word of God that had hard times and had hard experiences in their lives. The Bible tells us of many. I think of Joseph. Seemed like for 13 years, it's just one hard experience after another. Just one hard place after another in his life. His brothers put him in a pit and sold him into slavery down in Egypt. And he got down to Egypt and Potiphar bought him a steward of Pharaoh, and his wife tried to lure Joseph into sin. But Joseph stayed with God and stayed in the will of God. And they throwed him in Pharaoh's prison. It seems like he is completely forgotten about. But one night, Pharaoh had a dream, and he didn't know who could interpret the dream. But they told him that there's a little old Jewish boy in the prison that could reveal his dream unto him. And they brought Joseph before Pharaoh, and he revealed the dream. You see, what God was doing was preparing Joseph to be the second ruler in all of Egypt. I want to say, he left Pharaoh's court with the keys to the corn cribs on his side. I'm talking about honey out of the rock this morning. All those hard times, all those hard places, when she's all done and is all said, there's honey that flowed out of the rock for Joseph. Thank God this morning. Don't get dismayed. Don't get discouraged when hard times come. Realize that God's going to go with you, and God's going to stay with you. And after a while, there'll be some honey come out of the rocks of your heart times in this life. Honey out of the rock. And then I think of David. Oh, the hard times that he went through. You remember Samuel came, and just a lad of a boy came to Jesse's house and said, I want to anoint one of your sons as king. And Jesse lined them all up except David and his 10 in the flock. And old Samuel looked over all of them and said, it's not him, it's not him, it's not him. Is there any more that you've got, Jesse? He said, yeah, just one more, my youngest. He's out taking care of the flock. Said, we'll send and get him. And they brought David down to where Samuel was. And Samuel said, he's the one. And he took that horn of oil and he anointed David and said, you're going to be king of Israel. But it didn't take place right then. The battles went on between the Philistines and Israel. And David played the harp for Saul. But then, after David killed Goliath, and after things kindly turned around, it's just one hard place after another. Saul got jealous and wanted to kill him. And we find David hiding in the rocks and caves, and Saul after him, find him having to stay with the enemy to get away from Saul. Just one a rocky place after another for David's life. Did you know this morning some of the psalms that he wrote tells of those rocky experiences experiences in his lives. There's some of those songs, there's three divisions. They start out in tears, and then there's trust, and then there's triumph. You know, David starts out crying because of the hard times in his life, and then he looks to God and begins trusting God and calling on God. And after a while, God gives him the victory. Honey, out of the rock is what I'm saying this morning. Don't give up when the hard times come. Don't get discouraged. Don't get dismayed. Stay with God. And after a while, there'll be some honey that'll flow forth out of the hard experience of life. Sweetness out of hardness. You ever had many hard places in your life? You ever been thrown up against the rocks and wonder, how am I going to get through this? What am I going to do? I've been there so many times, brother. And I've grown a little bit since I got saved. I used to ask God to remove the hard places. But anymore, I don't do that. For some time, thank God I ain't been doing that. For sometimes now, when the hard times come, and I'm thrown up against the rocks and storms, I get to looking for some bucket of honey somewhere. Amen. And I say, I know, brother Hyde, through all of this, when she finally winds down, when it finally comes to a close, I'm going to be able, thank God this morning, to dip my morsel in a bucket of honey and realize that sweetness comes out of hardness many times. I think of Paul, the hard things that he went through with. Whipped 39 stripes 3 times. Let down a wall in a basket to escape death. Shipwrecked, snake bitten, stoned and left for dead. And all for just proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. All the sufferings that he went through with was because he was a preacher of the gospel. His one hard time after another. But thank God, look what God done through those hard times in Paul's life. A church after church established, a sinner after sinner saved. What Paul was doing, he's feasting on the honey that was coming from those hard times in his life. And then when it's time to lay it all down, he could declare, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. There's a crown laid up for me, and not for me only, but for all them that love his appearing. Honey, out of the rock. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just keep pressing on. When the hard times come, remember, sweetness comes out of hardness sometimes. You ever experienced any honey out of the rock? The rocky places in your life? Oh, as a child of God, if you've been saved very long, you're going to have them. There's going to come times that you'll almost give in. But remember what Jesus said. There's no temptation that's common to man that there won't be an escape made for you. Amen. Jesus don't leave you. Jesus don't forsake you. And listen this morning, if we never had any hard times, If we never experienced any hard places in our lives, we'd never mature. We'd never grow in grace and knowledge. It's down in the valleys. It's in the hard times that God teaches me and grows me in grace and knowledge. I love the mountaintop experiences, but I've never grown much in those experiences. It's been in the hard times. It's been in the hard places when I looked up and nobody else to go to, and I turned to God and, "Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to fall. If you don't take me by the hand and hold me to your bosom, I'm not going to make it." And then sweetness, honey showed up, and I was able to have some honey out of the rock. Have you ever thought this morning that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and who are the called to His purpose? You remember what James said, "Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, for these things cause you to have faith, and faith brings patience to you." And we begin to realize, oh, this morning, I don't thank God for what all He's done for me. But listen, I've got to know Him down through these years. And now it ain't so much of what He does for me that I praise Him about. It ain't so much of what He has done or that He's going to do. But it's just knowing His wonderful person. Yeah. It's just being able, Brother Hyde, to put my arms around Him and say, "Lord, there ain't nobody else like You. There ain't nobody else I can compare You to. There ain't nobody else that's as lovely as You are. Oh, You're the bright morning star. You're the lily of my valleys, thank God. You're all that's in between. You're everything that I ever hoped for. You're everything that I ever wanted. I love You, Lord, this morning. And if You've never done anything else for me, You're still lovely. You're still wonderful. And You're still my all in all. Thank God this morning there's some honey that comes out of the rocky places in our lives. If He never done anything else, if He never even called my name anymore, brother, oh Lord, Brother Robert, I still love Him, brother. Oh Lord, how wonderful He is. I ain't never met nobody like Him.
Amen, brother.
I thought Mama, sweetest person I ever knew growing up, my mama. Oh, how she cared for me and worried about me. Oh, I thought how sweet a mother's love is. But it can't compare with His. It can't compare with His love. He loved me when I was unlovable. He saved me when I was unsavable. Oh, this morning there's none like Him. And all the hard times in my life, I didn't know I was going to get through. But I found there some buckets of honey along the way. And every hard place I've ever went through, there's been some honey at the end of the roadway. There's been some honey that's made it sweeter to my soul that I'd have never known about if it hadn't have been for the hard places.
Yeah.
Bless
them.
Yeah. Honey out of the rock. You know how this morning do you face life as a Christian? Some people have their pleasure doing wrong and think that that's going to satisfy them. It never does. It's never right to do wrong. And then there's others that try to shelter themselves and try try to run from the hard places and pretend that the hard places ain't there. But it don't do no good to pretend. They're still there.
That's right.
They still come and they still go. But you know, if we'll just look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith,
that's right,
and look unto Him and realize that He never leaves us alone.
Amen.
He's never left me, Brother Hyde, one moment. For 39 years, almost 40 years that God saved me, and there's not been one day, not one day, that I haven't woke up and realized I belong to Him.
Amen.
I belong to Him. He saved me. He called me. And Lord, I'm His and He's mine. I'll never forget. I hadn't been saved very long. And my grandfather, he's way up in his 80s. At that time, he's a deacon in the church. He reminded me of Brother Robert some. And he said, I just called to preach. Hadn't been preaching but just 2 or 3 months. And Grandpa told me one day, he said, I want you to go with me Sunday. I'm going up Mousley County to a little country church up there. And he said, I'd like for you to go with me if you will. And I said, okay. So we got in the car and drove way back in the mountains on a gravel road. Little old church kind of set back in the hills. And we got out and went in. And the place was packed. And old timers there. And I thought the preacher got up and he said, I'm going to ask brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so to come up and sing. And they got up. One of them had a guitar and I think the other in a mandolin. I thought, Lord, have mercy. They didn't look like they could much more talk, much less sing.
Yeah.
And I thought, Lord, I don't know what this will be like. But when they opened their mouths up and began to play, boy, you talk about the honey of flow.
Amen.
Sang better than any professional.
Amen.
And you know what they say? Never forget the song. Never heard it before and I ain't never heard it since. But they sang, Jesus is mine.
Amen.
Jesus is mine.
Yes.
I'll never forget that.
Yes.
And I sat in that seat and I thought, Lord, have mercy. He is mine. I'm not only His, but thank God He's mine. He's mine this morning. He's mine. I'm not only His, but He's mine. And He's going to give me some honey when I hit the rocky places. In my life, there's a guarantee that if I'll stay with Him, He's going to satisfy me with honey out of the rock this morning. Honey out of the rock. You ever had any honey? Out of the rocks of life. Rocks is the hard places in life. Stay with God. When those hard times come, no matter how hard they get,
right,
just stay with Him.
Yeah.
Just do what you've always done as a Christian. Just pray and read your Bible and look to Him and trust Him and ask Him for help and be willing to do whatever He wants done in those times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And after a while, there's going to be some honey sitting in front of you. You ever think of Jesus? How it was for Him when He came into this world. Born in a poor family.
Right.
Never did have hardly anything to call His own. A cloak or a coat is all He had to call His own. Born in a rejected and despised race.
That's
that was
right.
Under the heel of the Roman government.
That's right.
Yeah.
You ever think about what He done?
Yeah.
When He done good, they said He's doing evil. When He saved a sinner and went in to eat, they called Him a glutton and a drunkard.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. When He showed the power of God casting out devils, they said He's in league with the devil.
Yeah.
Beelzebub. All the hard times our Lord went through with. But I remember one time His apostles came and thought He was hungry. And He said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. He's getting that honey.
Amen.
all them hard times, it was him that said that he come to do the Father's will. And during all of those times, he was taking the honey that was coming from his hard experiences in life. And then I think of him this morning, and it makes me sad in one way, but it makes me glad in another way. One day they took him.
Yes, sir.
And he had a mockery of a trial. They condemned him, although he was innocent. They led him out of Jerusalem to a rock, a place called Mount Calvary.
That's right.
A place that looked like a skull. What it was, just really a big rock.
Right.
And there they crucified him. And they took him down. They took his body down. And they placed it in a rock. Joseph's tomb.
Yes, sir.
Some of them thought it was all over. They'd never have to see him again. But on the third day,
yes.
Nobody had to roll away the stone.
Amen.
He came out.
Amen.
He came out.
Yes.
And from the rock of Calvary, that tomb,
Amen.
There's honey.
Yes.
Honey out of the rock,
yes.
This morning. That flows and is sufficient for all mankind.
Amen.
There's the sweet
yes.
honey of salvation
yes.
this morning for every sinner that's born into this world. There's honey for you. Honey in the salvation
yes.
of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can have what nobody else can give.
That's right.
Yeah. Honey out of the rock. You may be going through some hard times right now. I am. That's why I appreciate this morning. I'm having some hard times, brother. No, I'll not tell you about them or no one else. I ain't even told my wife, but I'm having some hard times. And I'm having to look to God.
Yeah.
You know, I get to be a beggar sometimes.
Yeah,
I get to say, God, help me.
Yeah, Lord.
Help me, Lord. If you don't help me, I'm going to go down.
Right.
If you don't help me, I'm not going to make it.
Oh,
Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but I'm trusting in you, Lord, to help me.
Yeah.
I'm going through one of those times even now as I'm preaching to you. But you know, I ain't down and dismayed about it. I'm looking for some honey.
Amen, brother.
I'm looking for
Amen.
Some honey. I believe it ain't going to be long till I can stick my hand down in a honey bucket.
Yes.
I believe there's going to be some honey come from it, Brother Hyde.
Yes.
I'm looking for the honey of this hard place that I'm in. I'm looking for some sweetness this morning out of this hard time I'm in. I know, thank God, this morning there's going to be some honey come forward.
Amen. Yes. Thank God, that's right. Amen.
Maybe you. You might be going through some hard places right now in your life. Let me encourage you. Just stay with God. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on nobody else. Don't pity yourself. And don't feel sorry for yourself. Just realize you belong to Him. And everything He does is on purpose. And everything He does, every hard place you go through with in your life,
yes.
no matter how hard it might seem, no matter if you don't think you're going to get through it, realize that God's allowing it to be so.
Yes.
And there's a purpose in it.
Yes.
And it's a purpose for you.
Yes.
That you can mature, that you can learn to love Him better, that you can learn to see Him better, that you can learn to fellowship with Him stronger. It's all for your benefit
yes.
now.
Yes.
Every hard place I've ever went through with has been for my benefit.
Yes.
I've always got some honey out of it.
Yes, yes sir.
Every hard place. Every hard time, every hard experience in my life, Every rock I've been thrown up against, Brother Hyde, there's been some honey at the end of the road. And I can say with David, while the hard places are going on, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for its name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Like Brother Robert, I'm headed to a place I've never seen. I can't even imagine. I don't think our little old minds can comprehend how wonderful it's going to be, Brother Robert. You know, Grandpa and I was talking about reminding me of you so much. He lived to be 90. And what a blessing he was in my life. How he helped me as a young Christian. He's gone. I preached his funeral in 1984. I got a daddy that died in 1999. Got two grandmas. Another grandpa. Got some cousins, some friends. Lot, host of friends. And you're almost see them again one day.
Amen.
Going to be a reunion day one
Praise
day.
Praise God.
You know, this life may be hard. I'll be 68 next month, and it don't seem like no time. I was 18 or 20. Time goes so fast. And I know that time's getting closer for me to leave out. I don't know how long I'll live. My daddy's family, they don't live to be old age. But I know one thing. I've had some hard times. I grew up hard, poor. We never had nothing. One pair of shoes a year. Walked to school down a gravel road about 2 miles, a one-room school. And got one pair of shoes a year. We wore them in the wintertime. In the summertime, we went barefooted. Never had nothing. My daddy worked like a dog just to feed us. Sometimes I watched my mama cry. Because we didn't have enough. And he's doing everything he could do. Hard times. Since I got saved, I've had some hard times. And there'll be more hard times. And I'm afraid we're going to see some real hard times if the Lord tarries. But you know, after a while.
Yes.
After a while, Brother Robert.
Amen.
We're going to be a place where there's a never-ending flow of honey. All these rocky experiences and all these hard times, Brother Robert, will be over with. Thank God we can enjoy honey throughout an endless day. There's nothing sweeter than my Lord this morning. Honey out of the rock of Calvary. Thank God enough to supply the whole world this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Pray. After a while,
yes, sir.
Thank God this morning.
Yes.
You having some hard times? Don't get discouraged. Just stay with God.
That's right.
Amen. Me and my wife together. We usually don't together much, but. Together, about 3 years ago, we faced the hardest times of our life. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't even know if we'd get through it or not. She cried and I'd cry. And Brother Hyde, I'd wake up and pray at night. Cry half the night. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But you know, after a while, the hard place was over with. And there's some honey. It's a flowing right now, Brother Hyde.
in that same situation, there's some honey that I still dip into. Thank God, taste that good sweetness that come out of that hard place. There's some sweet things going on right now because of that hard place in my life. Stay with God. Stay with God. Hard places. You might have a hard place right now.
Right.
You might be up against a rock right now.
Yeah.
If you need to come to an altar,
right,
just ask God to help you.
That's right.
Stay with God and ask for His help. And after a while, there's going to be some honey. There's going to be some honey where you can reach it. And sweetness will come out of hardness. Hard times. God never told me it'd be easy.
That's right.
I don't know where these people get that everything's easy after you get saved.
That's right.
It ain't always easy. But I can say this morning. The honey outweighs the rocks.
Amen.
Amen. There's more good times than sad times.
Amen.
Brother Hyatt, that's all I have this morning.